Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yo, 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 it's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I am Dave Colombo Jenkins. This week, I am joined by Nick Amposai, our producer. Hope everybody's well. And how are you guys?
You.
Wow, husky Nick. I like this. Sexy.
Yes. Yes. We're kicking this one off with music from Yamatai. This track's called Fellas. The artist's name is Voxy. Nos.
Nice.
Yes, my great friend Skrillex.
Yeah, pal.
That sounds so weird when I say it. My friend Sonny,
yes.
Who also is DJ Skrillex, put out a record, which is great. I love how productive he's been. This one has actually been in the works for quite a long time. It's him and Moody Good and Nakisha. It's part of the Hit Me Where It Hurts EP, and this one's called Move Ting. I love it. I love that.
Love it. Everything crisp and everything...
Everything. She's singing. Yeah. 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 Yeah
recently I was going through the Vision catalog, and this one was one of the ones that I remembered very fondly. It was really nice to hear it again. It's Streetlight by The Upbeats. I particularly like, for The Upbeats, for me personally, there's lots of music they've made which aren't their like main big knuckle-dragging bangers that I like very, very much. This is one of them. It's called Streetlight.
Nice. I'd love to hear the description, knuckle dragging as well, in a positive way. That's what I love about drum and bass, that we can use these kind of negative connotations but make them sound great. And in that spirit, here is another dragger, another knuckle dragger, or knuckle puller, in fact. It is Synergy on some really, really, really heavy stuff. This is really dramatic. This is epic. This is coming out soon on Blackout. It's called Pulling.
for some choppy breaks. This is Color. They Don't Know on Deep in the Jungle.
Yes, and I will say it is wrong to assume what knowledge people have or don't have. So they might know, Kale. You don't know that. But I don't know that you don't know.
I don't know then. Or
yeah,
we
or
don't
maybe.
Know. Or anyone. No one knows.
No one knows, see.
Look, look, they don't know.
Time for my Yamach of the week. As you can hear from the vocal that's rumbling underneath, this is Dominator, and I don't think I've ever heard a use of this sample, whether it's a bootleg or a legitimate one like this one. I don't think I've ever heard a replication of this sample and not enjoyed it. It's Human Resource sample, Dominator, as contemporized by RL Grime and Dead Crow. This is absolutely banging. It's huge. I love it. It's bigger, it's bolder, it's rougher, it's tougher. In other words, sucker, it is my Yamach of the week. Big up RL Grime and Dead Crow.
Yes.
Dominator.
guess who's back? It's Hest.
Hest!
Yes, this one. It's called Bloodhound.
Woof. Big up all dogs and canine appreciators listening to this show. Time for a remix from Ruben. Loving everything that Ruben has done so far, and this in particular is wicked. It's on Transparent as a remix of Helion and Geostatic. Big up Helion and Geostatic too. WDID, which I think is What Did I Do? Maybe? I don't know, but I'm way more interested in Nick just dropped a real cool factual bit of information about pigeons in between tracks, and that's more important than announcing this information. Nick, drop the bomb.
Well, pigeons can't poop when they're flying. So you don't ever have to be afraid that a pigeon might poop on you if they're flying overhead, because they only poop when they're sitting still.
Or there you go.
Not when they're flying, anyway. I don't know what else they do apart from sitting and flying, but when they're flying, they don't poop.
Amazing. Animal facts on Vision Radio. That's what we're here for. Cool. We'll be right back.
This one is by Bass Stripper. It's called Hidden. It's on DMB All-Stars. It's nice.
Yeah, he's been on a massive roll the last couple of years. I'd say this is one of his deeper ones, Super Bouncy 2. Big up Bass Stripper. Time to drop the tempo again. We got something from Casey Club, which is a new name for me, but I will be paying attention from henceforth. Casey Club. The track's called Sol, and it's a bit froggy, and it's wicked, and it's coming out now on Deadbeats.
So while we're here on air, I have to take the moment to protest against the wars going on and the genocide that keeps happening.
Yes.
I can't be silent about this, and the only thing we can do is send our thoughts and love and prayers, if you will, to those affected by this. It's very easy to just, after, you know, the war in Ukraine going on for so long, to just be like, well, that's kind of a given. It's not a given for all the people involved, and it's affecting lives and generations in ways that I actually can't imagine from my point of view. But I do want to take a moment to send out our love, basically, to these people, and to employ whoever is the force behind this, these acts of aggression, to stop. That's all I can do, but I am doing it because I can. And if you can, then maybe you can find a moment where you can also show your resistance, your energy about this subject. That's all we can do.
Definitely. Silence is complicit. Sending out nothing but love.
There's this label called One More Thing.
Sounds like a cool label.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I think the name is just so weird. Because, I mean, why would you keep... Well... when you look at the back catalog, you know, an older track you put out, it's on One More Thing, but that's not the One More Thing at the moment, because the One More Thing is only the very last release. So what is the old release? Is that the One More Thing? It was like the one thing that was, but it's not the More Thing.
One More Thing.
And so, sometimes the More Things are like 9 things or 11 things or 12 things, so it's all just an absolute tissue of lies. There are many more things, but this is one thing from One More Thing by Dysfunction, which obviously the label is mine. If you're a new listener to Vision, One More Thing belongs to me, and I'm very, very proud of it. I'm really proud of the artists on it, especially Dysfunction, who dropped this killer EP called Confusion. We played the title track a little while ago, and it went a bit kind of, it's got donk and hard dance elements, and you weren't too sure what to make of it, Nick, but you allowed it anyway. But this one is a little more conventional. It's 140, it's called Tremens, and it will knock your block off when it kicks in, trust me. Big up Dysfunction, and big up everybody who supports anything that is out on Vision or out on my little label, and just anything that we do. Big up everybody.
Big up.
A bit of a word of warning to anyone who wants to put 0T in a cool retro velour suit or fancies giving him a new haircut or a bit of a makeover. Stop it. It's not going to happen. This is 0T. Can't style me.
Woo!
We'll be right back.
This next track feels really strange to me, but it's a very interesting kind of strange, because there's something about this mix or something that just sounds like I'm in a different universe listening to drum and bass. I can't really explain it. Not sure if I'm really into it, but it's so weird that I kind of want to just play it.
It's DJ Hybrid, Loudmouth, which came out in 2017, but this is a brand new remix by DJ Milo. Into the kind of dungeon area of 140 universe. This one comes courtesy of Retrace. It's called Phantom, and there's a really interesting thing. I don't know if we'll play it all the way to the breakdown, but the breakdown in particular on this, it's quite bold. It just goes into almost nothing and then kicks back in a really, really cool way. Loving this, daringly sparse. It's called Phantom.
Come in, come in. Hello, I am Posey.
Yes.
This Saturday I'm hosting the first edition of my new party, Planet Cut Club, at the Pip in Den Haag. The Hague, La Haya, and I'm playing with Zach from Sales, Yelly, and I. And to celebrate, here is a 134 BPM version of B-Boy Sonata 99. Since everyone is playing it so fast, I thought I would just make a faster version.
Guilty!
Of a couple older songs as well, so there's an EP coming with faster versions of my music.
Oh, sick!
And a couple of new ones as well.
Sick!
Nice.
So this is B-Boy Sonata 99-134 version. Whoa.
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 Whoa. Posai, and I gotta say, what's really cool is you're launching a party in a place called The Bunker in Den Haag. I'm also doing a party in a place called The Bunker this Saturday in Southend-on-Sea with my One More Thing crew as well. So we're both doing a party in a place called The Bunker. I think that's sick.
Synchronicity,
absolutely. And what we're about to play now, I think we're going back over the Mission compilation, correct?
Yes. This one is called Bentley by Kroon as part of Mission 03.
Thank you. Station.
Vision Radio Reload.
Reload.
Yes, you have voted, and so a big shout out goes out to our Patreon and Discord communities. And this is the Reload for this week. It's Spore's remix of Exodus.
Yes.
That's kind of a big deal.
Massive deal.
Politicians always too late. From Atlanta all the way to Holland. I think my people need a break.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you to everybody who supports us, especially on the Patreon. We love you. And we're loving this as well. This is coming out next month. No, January, in fact, on Nympho's Love for Low Frequencies label. It is fellow a Dutch craftsperson, Jannens, with a very dark title, but a really quite cute, bouncy groove. This is Vanquished.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
super nice groove, and now we're flipping the tempo again for our penultimate tune. This is Artis Omar, aka Prime, or PKA, I should say, previously known as Primetime Gabby. This is coming out really soon on Youku. It's got a really nice kind of housey dub techno vibe to it. Really, really feeling this. It's called Grid Vibe.
That brings us to the end of this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening, liking, subscribing, sending us music, all of these things.
Yes. yes.
And
yes.
Speaking of parties at a bunker, I am also hosting a private party at my own personal bunker playing Battlefield 6 all night. It'll be really, really fun. Nobody's invited.
Go on. We are the what? Bunker boys. All three of us will be in a bunker on Saturday night. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's time to sign out. And when I was listening through the tracks last night, I knew that this would be our finale piece. It's such a beautifully deep and strange and interesting piece of music. It is by a new artist called Lossy, or new artist for me. Listeners of Nudes Radio will have heard of him before. It's coming out, or it's just out, on Yuku, and the album is called Vertigo Walks. And I would suggest anybody goes and checks it out just for the track titles alone. There's a track title called Booing All the Geese and another one called Comp-Handed Backlament. Both of those really stood out nice. To me and made me listen to the album even more. This is beautiful. It's called These Organs, and it's a lovely way to sign out. We'll be back again next week. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Ciao, ciao.
Peace. Backlament.
Yes.
Oh. Booing at the geese.
Yeah. Do you have that, actually? Before we record the note, Dave, do Dutch people have, you can't say, wouldn't say boo to a goose?
No.
Or anything. That's, is that a very British thing? It's like if somebody's really shy or just not very confident, then they wouldn't say boo to
no,
a
Dave.
Goose.
No,
Dave. Oh, right. No,
we don't. Oh, no.
Got your ass.
Yeah, another one lined up. Okay.